Hey there, and welcome to Drunk District presents the Dark Ride of Fun theme park scene game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking if you're a returning listener. Thanks for coming back. If you're new here, well, welcome. My name's Adrian. I'm here with my co-host Ryan. We're two people who love all things theme parks and started this podcast so we can drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans, just like you. Now, that's out of the way. Let's find out what restaurant we're going to be drinking responsibly this week. Lions and tigers and bread. Oh, my. It's time we don't. It's time to don we now our safari apparel as we take a trip to the savannas of Disney World, where African cooking and Indian flavors meet. And yes, you might even spot one of the animals you're consuming. Just kidding. There's no zebra or giraffe on the menu. At least I don't think there is. Well, I'll have to look into that. Anyway, it's Sanaa Week. Located in Kidani Village in Animal Kingdom Lodge, this table service restaurant is a hidden gem tucked away from the hustle and bustle of the parks. So let's grab some animal crackers and some giraffic drinks, and we'll be right back.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the
We really should be recording how we look during these.
A weem away, Adrian.
A weem away? Is that what they're saying?
A weem away.
I always thought it was a weem wet.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I didn't know it was a weem wet.
A weem wet? It's a weem away?
I think so.
What is it? Does it mean something?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
If only we had a computer right here. I don't even know how to spell.
But that will be stuck in my head for the foreseeable future. So,
well, we don't normally ask our listeners for things this early in the show, but if you happen to know what a weemawet is.
I mean, we do have the ability to Google it ourselves, and we will.
No, I don't know how to spell.
What's going on, Ry?
Hi, Adrian.
Hi.
I'm ready to go on a safari.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's been going on in your life? How was your weekend?
It was nice. I had a good weekend. It was pretty chill, pretty relaxed.
Yeah, I stayed indoors.
Oh, nice, nice.
Indoor cat.
I went on a safari to New Jersey.
Oh, well, yeah. That is its own jungle.
Its own jungle. They have a safari park there at the theme park that shall not be named.
Oh, no, that's a great one.
It is.
At Six Flags. Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of that park.
I don't know if it's still
as rogue as it once was, but you could literally, you're literally driving around and a giraffe comes up to your car.
There used to be a section that was, filled with baboons, and they would have warnings. You could bypass it if you wanted.
Yeah.
And I remember going through there, and the baboons, they just ran amok, and they would hop on your car, putting their big red asses right on your moonroof.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they would just rip apart parts of your car and throw them around. It was just a junkyard.
And the funny thing is, the exact same thing happens on the Jersey Shore, but with
different baboons.
Animals.
Different baboons.
No, I actually really like that.
These ones are named Mike.
I haven't,
With a Y.
Yeah, with a Y.
Connor.
Oh, yeah. Gerard. They call him J-Dog.
Oh, G-Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is Gerard with a G?
I don't know. But the
butler new every day.
The butler is with a G. Maybe there's two different. There's Gerard and then there's Jared.
Depardieu? Ooh. Like Gerard Depardieu?
Oh, I think he's a G.
He's a soft G. Because he's French.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Soft French.
It's Gerard.
Gerard.
Remember that movie where his daughter?
Did he fuck his daughter in that movie?
No. It was Katherine Heigl.
Going on 30.
And she pretended her dad was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was very weird. And he had Gerard Depardieu has had the weird alcoholic's nose, that big honker of a nose that you could literally squeeze it and it would make noises.
Aww.
Since before this movie. So he just looked past his prime.
I remember feeling so bad for him in that movie. Every time she lied and people thought he was so creepy. Yeah, because she was trying to impress another guy. Which I never knew that would impress a guy.
Has that ever worked for you? Telling a guy your age, oh no, I'm fucking my dad.
or a man of his age. Yeah, no, yeah, never. Yeah. I've never pulled anything from that.
Yeah. But I would not look at that woman or girl, I guess in this case,
13-year-old girl.
That would not turn. That's not a good thing.
No, no. You'd be like, something's weird there. Yeah, I'm going to avoid that. There's other people at the resort.
Yeah. Red flags.
Speaking of resorts.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're heading over to a really nice one. Kidani Village, which is
a sleeper.
It's a sleeper. It's the DVC part of the Animal Kingdom Lodge. So it's like the tiny Animal Kingdom Lodge. Even like everything about it is baby. Have you ever been over there?
I've not.
So it's like the lobby is like a baby version of the Animal Kingdom Lodge lobby.
Okay.
It just looks miniature. Sure. It's so funny. It's so cute. It's like a tiny one. It's like if you had one in your backyard as a playhouse. That's it. You had your own Animal Kingdom Lodge in your backyard. It's the Kidani Village. Animal Kingdom Lodge. And they have this great restaurant there called Sanaa, which is what we're talking about today. One of my favorite, like, when someone asks me, can you give me, like, an off-property restaurant, good food, good price, and good offerings?
On property, off park.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. Yeah, not in the parks, but a restaurant in Disney World, this is the one.
Yeah, for sure.
Because this one, great value, and it's a whole experience.
I mean, in general, Animal Kingdom is a great value. Like
lodge?
Like, just period. Like,
oh, yeah.
The lodge is a great...
It's a deluxe, but you can get it for, like, the price of a moderate sometimes.
Exactly. The park is the cheapest to go to. I mean, like, everything about it, like, as far as Disney goes, you know, Disney's expensive.
Value is good.
Everything-wise, the value is good if you go out to, you know...
Yeah.
Take a journey over to AK.
Take a journey over here. And the cool thing about it is, like, these resorts, which the resort is essentially a zoo, unless you have a reason to go there, you probably wouldn't go. So I suggest you have a night, free night, or not for this one. If you have a free afternoon, because there is a negative here. We'll get to it. But if you have a free afternoon, I would say go here.
It should get cheaper at night.
That'd it should.
As soon as the animals go night-night, should get, like,
the one restaurant where the lunch menu should be slightly higher than the dinner because value is higher.
The value is
It would
there.
Make sense.
Yep.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that.
Well, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it after we start drinking.
Can we start now?
Yes, we can. So they have a cold brew martini on this cocktail menu, and I really like it.
I love me a cold brew martini.
So I found a recipe for one that's, like, easier to make.
Okay.
This one requires 2 ounces of vodka, half ounce of Kahlua or any sort of, like, coffee liqueur.
I've been drinking Mr. Black lately for my coffee liqueur, and let me tell
you,
game changer.
Mr. Black, I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
Like the coffee maker.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, that's easy to remember. So then you need a half ounce of, like, a cold brew concentrate. I'm using the Starbucks one. Those can be found in any coffee aisle in any grocery store. A quarter of an ounce of coffee creamer, like, you know, you can use sweet cream or vanilla flavored, and some ice. So what you're going to do is you're going to fill a cocktail shaker halfway with ice, add the vodka, cold brew concentrate, Kahlua, and the cream. You're going to secure and cover the lid and vigorously shake
it. Don't forget to secure that lid.
Secure the lid because you are about to vigorously shake this thing. This is no joke. This is a cold brew martini. No,
you should shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Shake it vigorously for 30 seconds, and you have to do it for 30 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. Chill and work.
I am counting.
Chill and work up a little bit of foam, and then you're going to pour it into a martini glass and garnish with some coffee beans if you want it to look cute.
Oh, you fancy fuck.
Yeah. And that's what we're having. Cheers.
Yeah, these are tasty.
Yeah, I mean, I needed coffee, too, because it's kind of tired.
Yeah.
We just worked a full day.
It is tired in here.
Yeah. And we're recording... This episode goes up on Wednesday. We're recording this on Monday, and we just dealt with a whole eclipse.
Yeah.
So...
True.
I mean, it's already been nighttime. This is my second day of the day.
Yeah. So, and I didn't even get a second breakfast.
didn't get a friggin' nap.
Yeah. But I have started drinking, and so things will work out.
So that is good. All right. Now that we're drinking, Ryan, let's cover the basics.
Okay.
So you can experience the art of African cooking with Indian flavors as exotic animals roam the sunset savanna right before your eyes.
OMG.
Sanaa is located, as we said, in the Kidani Village section of the Animal Kingdom Lodge. They offer breakfast. However, that's a casual quick service offering. We're not going to talk about that today. You don't have to have reservations. But it is kind of cool that in the morning, if you're staying there, you can mosey on down and have quick service breakfast in this gorgeous restaurant. It's very small, though, so I'm sure there's not a ton of seating. But that would be great for – that's a great quick service breakfast to watch the animals.
Enjoy some Apple Jacks with some aardvarks, you know?
Why wow, not? Ryan, you thought of that on the spot.
Right now. It's not like it's not even like I put it into the
into ChatGPT. You just did you become ChatGPT.
I have become the computer.
Wow, that was impressive.
Well, you know, I'm here.
I haven't learned by now. I'll never learn. We're gonna talk about the table service experience, which is for lunch and dinner, like we were alluding to. The hot tip here, though, is you can't see in the dark. Unless you're a spy with night vision glasses. So this place is better for lunch.
You know, when I went to Singapore with my family, right, a while back.
Uh-oh, humble brag.
Casually,
I went to Singapore.
They have a zoo, like a very famous zoo out there.
Okay.
And they, like, they're known for with the thing, like, that brings people to the zoo is that they have, like, a nighttime safari.
Ooh.
So you, like, drive around at night, and, like, all the animals are, like, out and about. Like,
yeah.
Lions are, like, you know, roaming and shit. And they could, I mean, like, they use, like, special lights in order to, like, not freak out the animals. They could definitely do something like that.
Here. Well, hot tip, they already do.
Oh.
So not well in the then. Restaurants.
Well, then, I stand corrected.
But, well, that's why it was a good idea, and they thought so, too. So at Animal Kingdom Lodge, you could pay for a nighttime safari there. It's like $75. They give you the night vision glasses. At least it was the last time I checked in. Everything goes up.
Oh, they Jurassic Park you. They throw the big goggles on.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's scary.
Yeah. And Jeff Goldblum is there.
Oh, nice. Shirtless Jeff Goldblum is on every ride with
as
you?
A doctor.
Yes.
Which was always crazy to me.
Dr. Malcolm.
So you can do that. And I've always kind of wanted to do that. I thought that was a cool, like, another, like, off-park extra offering that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
At Animal Kingdom Lodge. And again, like, if you had an evening, like, you have lunch here, like, a late lunch here, it doesn't get dark until late as the months get warmer. So if you did do a dinner here, you could do one before 8 o'clock.
Oh, for sure. In the summertime.
In the summer,
you could definitely eat dinner.
So in the winter, we don't want to come here for dinner, but in the summer, you can. But that would be a cool night. Come here for, like, 5 o'clock dinner and then do, like, a, you know, hang out.
Yeah.
Go to the safari.
Totally.
That sounds like a Friday night.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, you know, even if you're like sitting in this restaurant, like, you're not guaranteed like a good window view of the animals. And even if you were, like, you're not guaranteed that the animals are going to, like, go and hang out with you.
That's true. This so, on a tour, they're going to make sure you see some animals.
Exactly.
They're going to bring you to the animals. They're going to spray out whatever giraffe food.
Yeah.
Leaves.
Kittens.
Oh, yeah. Man. All right. Now that we brought the show down, let's bring it back up. Let's talk about some reviews.
Oh, can we start with the one-star ones, please?
So Ryan and I like to bring in some reviews when we do these because we know that we don't speak for the majority, but you're here listening to us, so you want to hear our opinion. However, these are the opinions of others on TripAdvisor, which means they're extra spicy.
The best.
Let's start with the good.
Okay.
Because I like ending on the bad.
Okay.
5 out of 5. This is the most recent review.
Okay.
Delicious food and beautiful views. A wonderful Indian African restaurant located in Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kanani Village. The restaurant oversees the beautiful safari where you can see the animals while you dine. Giraffes, zebras, and many more. We enjoyed several dishes, starting with the bread service, a must at this restaurant, as well as the pork, which is our favorite. And at the bottom was the rajma masala, but we still liked it. They still liked it. Service was wonderful. I don't know why they had to rank it.
At the bottom was the rajma
masala.
Like,
this is the top.
We still liked it, though.
This was the top. This was the bottom. This was the... Service was wonderful. Menu was great. Atmosphere was fantastic. Plenty of cultural decor. I highly recommend getting a reservation in advance as this restaurant fills up rather quick. That's a good one. Another 5 out of 5. Loved everything about it. This person...
All right.
My family ate here on our first night staying in Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it was highly recommended to us by our travel agent, as well as pretty much every website. we did research for on Disney prior to coming. I've had it happen many times where I was disappointed due to the overhype of a place. However, this 100% lived up to the fantastic reviews for us. The bread service was as advertised. The butter chicken was really, really good. The side dishes were awesome. The kids' pizza was a bit different than what my kids were used to, but they still ate it. I would say that would be the only negative, this person said. The service was also excellent. Overall, a fantastic experience. I wonder what the pizza...
The only negative is the cheese pizza.
I wonder what it is.
I mean, it's probably just theme park pizza, which is dog shit.
So. They're saying it's different than what the kids are used to. So it says on the menu, though, cheese pizza.
I mean, the kids are probably used to, like, halfway decent pizza, and they would feel this way about any... Theme park pizza because
they just had crappy Disney pizza.
Ilio's shitty pizza.
They literally have a butter chicken on the kids' menu. I would have made my kids get that. That's why I don't have children.
That's why. Because I would just force them.
I would
them
be like, you're not getting the pizza. We're at Sanaa.
We're at Sanaa.
You're going to eat that butter chicken and like it.
When in Rome. When in.
Brian.
When in Rome. I mean, Africa, some India, some other place. You eat the butter chicken.
Yeah, you're not having the butter. You're having the butter chicken. You're not having the pizza. This person, next person gave it a 4 out of 5. Because they had a problem with the chicken.
Uh-oh.
Good food, good service. Bad undercooked chicken.
Oh, well, that's not cool.
We went here for lunch. The bread app is quite good. That can fill you up fast. All the food was good. And the portions were nice, except for that chicken.
Fuck you, chicken.
It seemed to have been boiled with some brush of spices. I love when they try to figure out how it was cooked. This guy really goes in.
It seemed to be
boiled with a bunch.
With some spices.
It may have been put in the tandoor for a few minutes. However, tandoori chicken is supposed to be marinated, and it wasn't. It seemed undercooked. Service was excellent. The food came to the table right on time. It's also quite affordable given Disney prices, but please do something about the tandoori chicken. It does not need to be spicy, but it has to be authentic.
Oh, my God.
It has to be.
I mean, in all honesty.
Like we always say, review the reviewer.
Yeah, for sure.
For me, that's a 1 out of 5 for the reviewer.
But at this restaurant, I do think
that. It has to be authentic?
Authenticity should be like
you know,
a level up.
Okay. All right. You know what? All right. I hear you.
So like a 2 out of 5.
I just don't like
I don't like that he thinks that it was boiled because it definitely wasn't boiled.
It's not boiled. And saying he thinks it's brushed with spices instead of and how long it's been in the tandoor. I just don't know.
Listen, I have a tandoor at home. This is not what tandoori is.
He definitely has a tandoor at home. This last review is a 2 out of 5.
Uh-oh.
Very disappointed. We went to this restaurant 7 years ago and had an exceptional meal, but boy, has it dropped in quality. We've heard this review many times. I've been there before, but then I went recently and it's a bomb. This is basically what this guy's doing. Our server was not attentive at all. He disappeared the whole meal and only came back when the bill was due.
Fuck you, Greg.
The meal itself was like warm, maybe even say lukewarm. By the way, he spelled disappointed wrong, which I'm disappointed in. My daughter.
I'm not. That's exactly what I expected.
And my daughter had the curry, and all of her vegetables were raw. The meal cost over $100, so I would advise to book elsewhere. He also spelled disappeared wrong. He keeps putting extra S's in things.
Maybe he's a snake
in the grass.
Disappear.
So those are. That's what the word on the street is, Ryan.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that the truth is somewhere in between. Right?
It's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
But listen to our between, because we're about to do it, because we're going to play a game.
I can't wait.
Drink That Restaurant. It's basically a drink the difference game. We're going to rank the restaurant through a series of rounds and drink the point difference that we give each category. For example, if a category is worth 5 points and you give the restaurant a 3 in that category, you drink 2. 2 sips or 2 seconds, the shittier the restaurant, the drunker you get. Play along. It's more fun that way.
It is more fun that way.
We start with our technical categories, which start with overall theme and immersion. That's 5 points. Extra offerings entertainment, also 5 points. Menu, 5 points. Food and drink, 10 points each. This is where Ryan and I will say what we would order. And if we've eaten here before, if we like the food. And then our dark horse categories, pricing and value, and that's going to be 15 points. 50 total points up for grabs. We start at the start. overall theme in immersion. Sanaa in Swahili means art or work of beauty.
Oh.
Which makes sense once you see the picturesque decor in Sanaa restaurant. Native African art, columns that look like tree trunks leading up to leaves covering the ceiling above the dark wood features, creates a vibrant atmosphere. All this is meant to evoke a traditional spice market decorated with handcrafted wares under the graceful branches of an acacia tree. And yes, I had to look up how that was pronounced.
The spice market wishes it looked this cool.
I mean, I went in this restaurant. It is small. But I was kind of blown away with how special it felt. It's just very well done. There was a lot of thought put into this. I don't particularly love, like, the booths. But I don't think Disney does furniture well. I think I've learned that. We've ranked now 12 restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't usually like the furniture package. I don't think they pick out good furniture.
No, I'd agree with that. I mean, I like that I do like that there's, like, different pillows or whatever.
Okay.
You know, like the upholstery is not, like, monochromatic or anything like that.
It does match the upholstery, yeah.
I do like that. Are you a long time ago. Are you a booth girl? Like, do you like booths in general?
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, there's always something special about a booth, right?
I've heard mixed things. I was actually listening to another podcast where they talked about that, and I was very surprised how many people don't like a booth.
I mean, now, like, as a kid, always the booth is the best.
Yeah.
It's comfy, you know.
It's comfy.
That's what's up. As, like, a bigger dude,
mm-hmm.
I don't love a booth because, like, I'm not guaranteed that I'm going to have enough space.
Mm.
And there's no adjustment, right?
You can't push the table out.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, like, if you push, you're pushing into somebody else, right?
So, sure,
like,
yeah.
You know, so, like, if that's I'm there. You
get, the move is to get in first, push it out, and then.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a solid move. But, like, if I'm with my dad, and he's on the other side.
You both,
like,
need the
we're
space.
We're both pushing.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to win.
It's tug of table.
Yeah, tug of titty at this point.
All right, so
I'm going to lose to
Would you guys then say you'd prefer a table?
I like the half booth.
Oh, the half booth.
And then I take
you take seat. The outside. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, that's funny. I literally was just listening to people talk about this, and I was surprised. Like, someone was like, "I don't want to eat dinner on a couch. Like, I want to eat on a chair."
Oh, well, that's weird.
I like the comfortableness of it.
I'd rather eat on my couch.
Me too. I do.
Yeah, I don't have a table.
I don't have a table either.
Welcome to New York.
I had my parents over for Easter, 2 weeks ago. I don't have a table. So, like, I'm
sit on the floor.
My mom's sitting at my folding table.
Nice.
I'm sitting at my makeup, like, table. My dad's sitting at my desk. Perfect. We're all eating Easter dinner.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I
pass the salt.
Yeah, it's really. You don't have to yell. It's the size of a bathroom.
It is a New York City apartment.
But I did find a folding table that I'm going to get because this is getting ridiculous. So I love the lighting here.
The lighting package. You know what?
Lighting package is good.
Furniture in general, shit. Right.
Shit.
Lighting package in general. Pretty
beautiful.
Good. Yeah, I
and
love
the tree
love
thing
across the whole Disney World.
I agree. They do lighting well. They and do this well. This looks kind of like when you're in line for Avatar Navi River Journey.
Navi River Journey.
It's got Navi River to it.
Yeah, I think this was here first. So
this was here first.
Fuck you, River Journey. stop copping off of Sanaa.
Sanaa. It's not a sauna.
I work with the sauna.
Okay.
I think I yep.
Yeah. So I actually like the immersion. With the art thing.
With that art thing.
I wasn't feel like I was bowled over by art. I didn't really notice if there was art all over the place for it to mean art. But maybe the art is the lighting. Maybe the art is the baskets that are behind the. Reception, like, maybe that's considered the art. I'm such an uncultured swine. I'm like, where's the pictures and the frames?
I don't see very many portraits in here. I think that probably they just looked up a bunch of cool Swahili words and were like, which one would make a good restaurant?
And it sounds beautiful. Sanaa is it sounds
beautiful name.
It's a beautiful word.
Yeah.
I also think Kidani is a fun word to say.
Sure.
Like, I just like saying it, Kidani.
Yeah. What does that one mean?
It means smaller animal kingdom watch.
Right, right.
Swahili for
right
that.
Right on the nose.
Okay, so Ryan, this is a 5-point category. I'm thinking I'll go first. I feel like I'm thinking 4. I'm taking a point off for the ugly furniture.
Okay, overall theme, immersion. So it is little.
It is little.
And it's a reservation.
Yeah, preferably.
So, like, where would that come into our rating system? Because we don't really have a spot that says, like...
I think that comes in...
Is it here? Or is it somewhere else?
That there's not... It's not, like, size?
Is that, like, worth it? Worth it or value?
I guess it would be here. Because the other ones are all kind of about the food. I mean, extra offerings, it doesn't feel like that fits.
Then I'm going to give it a 4 as well. I think that's probably it.
Man. Do you like that it's small, or do you think it should be bigger?
I think that it should be bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe like with like an exterior area that you.
Well, I was thinking that too. Like they missed an opportunity. I know they'd be like, you can't eat outside the animals, but you can have it.
You could just have it so that the animals are back
behind
by
6 feet
or
but
something.
You could be outside. Yeah.
I mean, you know, people are going to be tossing that bread at the donkeys.
See, that's why they don't do it. Because they don't trust us.
Just make the food really good, and you'll be like, no, donkey, this isn't mine. One for you, two for me. One for you, two for me.
That would be fun. Okay. All right, so we'll each drink one.
Great.
Let's go. That's not so bad.
No, it's good. It's good.
Extra offerings and entertainment. We got views, all types of views. Views of the savannah. Huge windows offer great views of the savannas. Savannah and the animals in it. However, if you aren't seated at the few tables in the front of these windows, the views is a bit obstructed. The restaurant is on the smaller side, but mostly an open plan with a few niche little areas created by curved walls. There's also a bar and lounge area in this restaurant. I think the offering of animals is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's not special for this restaurant, though, right? I mean, this restaurant has views, which is great, and it takes advantage of them. But, like, everywhere in Kidani on the ground floor has views out to here, every public space.
But the fact that you're sitting and eating and you have something to look at,
great.
And you don't have to talk to your family.
Even better.
I mean, is an like, offering.
You know, you have your phone, or you have a zebra.
Yeah.
One
There's
of the
things
two.
To do.
Yeah. I guess you don't get yelled at for... Oh, like you're always looking at the zebra.
No, like, but no. You would get yelled at about the phone.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
just told the dad, I'm looking at a zebra on my phone. How dare you? So I think that's a huge offering. I will say, too, I came here on my birthday like 2 years ago. And it was not even my actual, like I came for like a weekend and you were at the pin the whole time. This was the last day of my trip. I was with my friend Stephanie, came here for lunch.
Inside and I had my tip, pin. By the way, guys, just wear that pin.
I had my pin on. Yeah, I always, people
you're get treated special. You're a special.
If you're there for a person. Birthday trip, everyone's always like, you're only supposed to wear it the day. Look, if I planned a whole birthday trip to Disney and I'm spending that kind of money, it's my birthday trip and every day is my birthday. That's the only time I do that. I don't do that when I'm home. I don't have a birthday week. I don't have a birthday month. I don't have a birthday year. But if I'm in Disney, whatever amount of time there is my birthday.
Yeah. And even if it's like...
I'm paying for... That's the party.
And even if it's like not your birthday. Like say your birthday was like last month, but you're celebrating it with this. Like this is the trip. This is the gift.
Yeah. You should feel just, nice.
You know, like...
Feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
So it was the last day. It was a Sunday. And came here for lunch. I had my pin on, but I had already like kind of celebrated. We were leaving. We were like packed up to leave. We actually were staying in Animal Kingdom Lodge. And they...
Humble brag.
And it was the first and only... and they came out with drums.
Wow.
There was like 5 people and they're happy birthday to you. And that's from a different,
that's not the song.
That's not the song, but it was a similar sort of thing where they were like, you know, really singing to me. And I was like, this was the best that I was treated the whole week in terms of, you know, other places I got a cupcake, still nice.
Oh, yeah.
But this place I got a song. They really treated me nice for having my birthday there. I don't know if they always do that, but the fact that they came out with instruments, I was like, that was kind of an extra offering.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if they do that on a regular, if they walk around with them or whatever, but, you know, they have them there. They're in the back.
Just rip it off the wall. Start playing it.
That's true. I'm going to give this another 4. in this category.
It's another four.
It's another four. I feel like I'm getting an extra offering here.
Okay. Sure. I'm going to... It's not as extra for me.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to give it like a 2.5. So raise up to a 3.
2.5?
It's, I mean, to me, Adrian, it's just windows. So, because everybody gets the views of the animals. Mm. It's not like they like, it's not like they put feed out for the animals to come to the window, you know? Like,
you don't know that.
I mean,
they must be doing something to bring them over there.
I've seen enough pictures of this place where there's no animals. So,
all right.
some part in your dinosaur park, will there be dinosaurs, John? Sorry.
You want to know what I realize is the most toxic thing about me?
Mm.
Is that even knowing what happens there, if there was a Jurassic Park, I would still go.
Oh, yeah.
Even knowing I'm going to be eaten by a T-Rex.
Well, it's not guaranteed. The possibility. There's lots of people that got
that's
out.
That's an extra offering.
That is an extra offer. See, now that gets a 4.
Can one day we rate Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Next episode.
Next episode.
Actually, if we're ever scheduled to come out on, I think this year we came out on April 1st.
Yeah.
And
damn it,
that would have been.
That would have been a good one. Don't perfect. Erase that from your memory.
So maybe next year. Maybe another year.
We're reviewing Jurassic Park.
That would be.
Overall great. Theme and immersion, 95 out of 5. 100 out of 5. There's fucking dinosaurs. Sorry. But all right, so you gave this. So you're going to drink 2.
Yep.
I'll drink 1, and then we move on to menu.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a look at it. I'll read. You take a look at it. I'll read like kind of what's in slow cooked meats, salads, and vegetarian specialties as you discover African cooking with Indian flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Step inside this exquisite East African-inspired eatery, which evokes a traditional spice market. We already have that. For your entree, you can select from tender meats and seafood, slow-cooked in gravy, such as butter chicken, as well as vegetarian dishes. A range of sampler platters let you choose a variety of flavors and kid-friendly fare like fish, beef burgers, and pizza. Not on my watch.
Not my children.
Pair your meal with wine from South Africa, beer from Kenya, specialty cocktails like the Malawi Mango Margarita. Sounds like a plan. You can also enjoy refreshing non-alcoholic choices that include tropical juice and berry smoothies. All right, so let's look at this menu, Ryan. I'll say what they got in the appetizers. You go with the entrees. For appetizers, we've, of course, got the Indian-style bread service. This is... I think it's always good when a restaurant is known for something. That brings people in. This restaurant is known for this Indian-style bread service. People know about it, and everyone gets it.
Isn't it kind of whack, though, like that's what they're known for?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's cool.
Because it's different. Like, a lot of places are known for, like, a dessert. Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. True.
I don't know why that. Just your suburbs are showing.
Olive Garden. Known for its olives.
It's known for its olives and bread. Also known for its bread.
That's true. People don't know for their bread.
Lamb kafta, seasonal soup, spring herb salad, and samosas. But get the bread service. What about the entrees, Ryan?
Disclaimer.
You're going to fuck up the names?
I'm going to fuck up everything.
Okay. That's why I gave you the entrees.
Thanks.
He's bright red. Good, right?
Kochi inspired. Choose one from the adventure. So it's got either like seafood curry or butter chicken or braised beef or pork vindaloo. And then you can do like a vegetable as well as a rice type thing.
Yeah.
So you get to kind of like make a mixed plate. They also have grilled lamb chops, samaki peri peri. That's a seasonal.
I'm having a good time.
That's a seasonal, sustainable fish. Savory Indian oompa, charred corn relish, peri peri, chickpea crisp, and spring greens. Sounds lovely.
And you know what it sounds like? Oompa,
oompa, peri peri,
I wouldn't order it because I'd feel stupid saying the name. I would point.
Do you ever
at
do
it.
That?
Oh, you just point. Oh, I definitely I do the point. I'll have this, and then sometimes I'll make you say it, and they'll be like, "The smock."
That would be
that
my
would
move.
Be the one.
That would be my move when I was when I was waiting tables. I would make you. I would.
You do like, it?
Yeah. Subtly. I mean, it was all about trying to entertain myself, yeah,
like so, I am right now.
Exactly. What else do we have? We have the Zanzibari vegetable curry with shrimp, a pork shank, Zanzibari vegetable curry with chicken, which sounds nice. Also, vegetable curry and a grilled New York strip when your dad comes to town.
And that one is ordered by dads.
We also have some desserts. We've got a wildebeest, which is a flourless chocolate cake.
That's a great name.
An Ankoli cake, which is a spiced chocolate cake. Baobab curd, nice, with coconut gel, meringue horns, and Star of Africa rum macerated citrus. That sounds interesting. And a giraffe tower mousse, which is a banana cake, peanut butter mousse, banana mousse, and caramel topped with my mouth is watering.
Stop it.
And black sesame sundae. All of these sound fucking delicious, actually.
We'll take them all.
Yeah.
All of them for the tabe.
And for the kiddies, romaine lettuce salad.
This is their apps.
Oh sorry. chicken soup or carrot and celery sticks. And then they can go on to eat the fish of the day, buttered chicken, cheese pizza, or a cheeseburger.
Okay. All right, so what do we think about this menu?
I think it's pretty solid.
I think
you
it's
know?
Very
I think that,
solid.
I think that it it kind of clicks all the boxes. I don't know. I mean, I've never been to
Africa. To Africa. Just so. Singapore.
Yeah, just Singapore. I also had the buttered chicken there.
Oh, well, I've stayed at the resort, so yeah, well, suck it.
Wow. wow.
So I think this menu is good. I honestly don't know what I'm missing. I order Indian food a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff I order.
Totally.
So I don't feel like it's I don't think I'm missing anything. Dare I say 5.
Well, I think you dare.
Because you know what? We didn't even talk about the cocktail menu.
Well, we will in the drinks.
In the drinks, but just in terms of a menu,
solid.
It's solid.
Yep.
And the drinks that I had here were very good. And there's so much. Like, it literally takes up 2 pages of specialty cocktails. That's not normal. Like, the one we did last week.
That's not normal.
It's not normal. The one we did last week, which was, not last week, the last restaurant we did was Skipper Canteen. There was only, like, 4 or 5 drinks.
Delicious drinks. But, delicious yeah, drinks. But they should have way more.
Yeah.
Skippers love to be drinking.
Well, they sound like they do, yeah.
You know what? I think that you're on to something here. It's, you know, it's a 4 to 5, so I think I'm going to join you. 5
so
for the tape.
So here's one thing.
Okay.
Before we say it, I think it's 5 for the tape too.
Okay.
Should there be something on here for the non-adventurous?
Yeah, there is though. The grilled New York strip.
Is there a burger?
There's a kid burger.
Okay.
Right. There might be one in the lunch menu, you know?
Yeah, true. I not everybody's into this food.
They even have an allergy-friendly Indian-style bread service.
That's nice. I mean, it's very nice of them.
Come on here.
It's great. 5. 5's for the table.
5's for
Cheers
the table.
To the menu planners.
You did good. I'm proud of you.
We'll drink one. Now it's a fun part. So we're going to do food first, and I've eaten here before. Ryan has not.
I've eaten with my eyes here, though. I've watched some videos.
Yeah.
I've seen people enjoy the bread service in great detail.
Yeah,
probably too much detail.
It's probably over-contented at this point.
Oh, there's a lot of content out there, especially about this bread service. And I've seen people dip in the chickpea sauce one too many times.
They do.
Double dip in the chickpea sauce.
People seem to like when we do this rise. So let's pretend we're at Sanaa right now.
What are
we ordering?
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Obviously, we're getting the bread service, or else
we're getting it for the tape.
We're getting it for the tape. Yeah,
I'm also getting.
I'm not getting my own bread service.
We're also getting our own appetizer. So,
in addition to that,
yeah, bread and an app.
All right, we'll do the bread service. I will also get the samosas.
Okay, and I'm going to get the lamb kefta.
Okay,
that's kind of like a little burger right there. See,
that is kind of like a little burger. You're right. Yeah, a little lamb burger.
All
right,
how about for entrees? What are you going to get?
I'm getting the butter chicken.
Oh.
Pudgy inspired butter chicken.
So that's the make your own plate.
Yeah, I'm a big butter chicken person. I've got even frozen ones in my freezer at all times ready to go.
From
Trader Joe's.
Look at you.
If that's a hot tip, and like $4.99.
Done. I think I'd probably end up with the pork shank, but the Zanzibari vegetable curry with chicken is actually kind of calling my name.
So that sounds really good, too.
Yeah, maybe that.
All right, well, I'll try a buddy yours.
Oh, sounds lovely. How about for dessert?
Oh, getting the giraffe tower mousse, and not just because I'm tall.
See, this is a problem, because I want that, too.
Peanut butter and banana and, like, the peanut brittle crunch.
Oh, sounds good. Black sesame
sundae.
But
you remember when we said you can't both get the same dessert?
No, yeah, we can't.
You have a little bit of each.
Yep. I think I'd probably go for the Ancoli cake, which is the spiced chocolate cake with baobab curd and coconut shell.
Coconut and chocolate is delicious, but I also think that flourless chocolate cake sounds really good, too.
It does sound. I mean,
we could get all three.
We could just get all
three.
That's true.
We could get them all and just have a little bite of each.
Or eat all of each.
That's true.
Yeah. Because we're not going to be so hungry after having an entire bread service and appetizer each.
I'm so hungry now.
We cannot do this around dinner time.
We always do it. It's literally exactly dinner time. Stupid idea. And also, like, the ordering of it and then just not getting it, that's really not nice of us to do to ourselves.
You know what, though? I kind of like that more.
Without the calories.
Without the
guilt.
Yeah. Like, a lot of times I'll, like, order seamless.
Yeah.
And then just empty the bag.
You know, I do that on Amazon. I'll put a bunch of shit in my cart and be like, I'm going to get this new dresser.
It's like you already did it.
And then I got it.
I get, like, the high from it, and then I hit empty.
All right. Well, we got the high from
this.
All right. So this is a 10-point category. Ryan, we'll order our drink in the next category.
I mean, that was a delicious meal that we just had. So, I mean, what are we going to do? What are we going to do other than give it an 8?
8 for the tape.
All right, we're on to the drinks now.
Okay.
All right. You want to do non-alcoholic stuff and I'll
get
to the booze?
Yeah, that sounds good. You can get a specialty character drink. I think that's just a soda. But it says it has flavors of cotton candy.
It's charisma.
It says it is Minute Maid. No, it's not. Minute Maid zero sugar lemonade with flavors of cotton candy. Why do I want that?
Oh, I do not.
I do. It's the child in me, like the person that still eats gummy bears in me. There's also a mango lassi smoothie, which is mango puree. Minute Maid premium lemonade. This right here. Is one if that's the frozen one like they have at the cart in Frontierland? It's one of my favorite drinks. No one ever talks about it. Mega Berry Smoothie, which is a yogurt smoothie with orchard berries. Then they have coffee and tea.
Okay.
We also got some mocktails. Pink London Spritzer, which is a grapefruit soda, pomegranate, green tea, lime, mint shindig, and we've got an agave garden. Which is cold press lime juice, passion fruit, papaya, spring tea, and cucumber. Alcohol free.
So weirdly enough, both of these come with a non-alcoholic spirit. So like, it's not just the juice. They haven't added. So like in the Pink London Spritzer, it's Lear's Pink London Spirit, which is I think it's like a fake gin. Basically, like a non-alcoholic gin.
Oh, really? Oh, that's kind of cool.
And then the other one is like a non-alcoholic, it's Lear's Agave Reserve spirit, which is like a fake tequila.
Well, so that's nice.
Yeah, so it kind of has like the taste of it in there.
Oh.
But without the booze part.
I like it. That's nice.
Especially cocktail-wise, this has the booze in it. We've got a Sunset Margarita with Terramana Blanco Tequila. We have a Painted Lemur.
I love that name.
Which has Amarula Fruit Cream Liqueur, which is amazing. It's super delicious. The most famous bottle of it has like a big elephant on the cover of it. It kind of tastes like a Bailey's.
I was going to ask what it tastes. It's a cream?
Kind of like a Bailey's, okay. But like a little bit more fruity.
Okay.
Like
a fruity that sounds Bailey's. Nice. I think I would like that.
Really delicious. I remember some vacation we were on, me and my brothers like got a bottle of it and like just drank that at night.
From,
like,
from the bottle?
Like, yeah. No, like poured it into glasses over rocks at like at night as like our... wine down drink or whatever.
What is that called? Nightcap?
Yeah, like a nightcap.
Okay.
Really, really delicious. I mean,
how come people don't use that term anymore?
Nightcap? I think I kind of do
still. You still somebody like, how about a nightcap?
Yeah.
I never think to say it. I feel like I would get punched in the face. It's or
better
something.
Than just being like, hey, you want to be an alcoholic and continue to drink?
Oh, so yeah, you're adding a little classy twist to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
That's like, oh, do you want to have 3 shots of vodka right now? Or do you want to have a martini?
Have a nightcap. Yeah, that's sure.
Martini sounds much better.
I
feel
like to have a nightcap, I had to have to put on like a velvet like smoking jacket.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I'd have to have like a fancy type of an ice, either like a round piece of ice or like a
big old block of it.
Big old block of ice. Whatever I'm drinking has to be brown. And I'd have to sit in like a really shiny red leather chair.
Very comfortable chair, yeah.
Really comfortable. Yeah. And I'd have to have some serious shit to talk about.
Or not.
I have to be like...
You could talk about some just like shit in general.
See, I feel like it would be one of those things where I'd be like, all right, now I'm going to tell you what really happened.
Really?
That would be...
you're going to spill the tea.
Like, I'm going to tell you like some wild story.
Oh, okay.
About murder. That's why I don't have nightcaps.
Why do I want to be... I want to be there. I want to be there to see this. We also have an African Star Mojito. Which has African rum in it, which sounds cool, and a tangerine.
And if it says star, we know that there's going to be a light-up drink, and that's always fun.
I don't know if this is the light-up one, because it's only $15.
Oh.
So I don't know. Because it's got star African rum in it, you know? But it also has a tangerine liquor, which I've never had before.
A lot of times if you ask them for the light, a lot of times, pro tip, a lot of times you ask them for the light-up thing, even if the thing doesn't come with the light-up thing.
Oh, they'll give it to you?
A lot of times.
Do they have, like, the light-up things at Sanaa that look like ball sacks that they gave
Avatar? Oh, that one? Oh, that was... I will never throw that out. It still works. I have
one, too.
And it's like, I will use it to just freak people out.
It's such a
weird
thing.
I'm going to put up this light-up ice cube in mine, and I'm going to put this light-up ball sack in yours.
Yes. regular cocktail wise, we have a Fig Manhattan. We have a special Rose Martini, the Bee's Knees, which is a famous old school cocktail, as well as Blood Orange Margaritas, a Sunset Margarita, Spicy Poblano.
The list keeps going.
It is pretty good. A Rum Swizzle, a bunch of different mojitos.
I've never had a raspberry mojito. I feel like I would probably like that.
I think you'd probably... Well, it's got Bacardi raspberry.
It has gay rum in it, it says.
Mount Gay, yeah. Mount Gay.
That sounds
famous.
Like a fun type of rum.
Yeah, it's a dark rum. It's good. Bacardi raspberry rum is gross, though.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, that's like pretty low.
All right. And I trust Ryan's opinions on this, though.
That's low-quality shit. This is
the cold brew martini, which we're drinking right now.
This goes on and on and on. They got a pineapple mule, a Bahama Mama, a sparkling hibiscus, a pina colada, not colada, which is awesome.
This sounds like the recipe to get trashed and start talking to some giraffes after dinner.
For real. And we got a couple different sangrias and an indigo hibiscus. Don't even know what that is, but I could come here and like...
So they have a little bar that you can literally sit at and just have these drinks, and which is really cool.
Yeah, I could run train on this shit.
I'm telling you, this is... I've never seen an extensive list of specialty cocktails like this.
And then beer-wise, they...
Well, they said they have African beers here, too.
Yeah, and Sam Adams, seasonal. Yeah,
and Corona.
Stella.
Which I still order. Me and my dad and my mom's cousin... For St. Patrick's Day, we were all just pounding Coronas.
Yeah.
We're Irish, but we were pounding Coronas on St. Patrick's Day. Nobody wanted to do Guinness.
Yeah, well, you know.
I did. I had one because I figured, you know, for the old country.
Yeah, for the old country. This is a very, very, very solid cocktail list. The beer list, at least what I'm seeing here on this piece of paper, is not super impressive. Because I'm not seeing their African beers, just seeing Yingling in Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, it's true. So, I'm not seeing it either on the menu.
So there might be, I'm sure that there's some additional ones. And, you know, let's face it, when I do these bar reviews or whatever, I'm not counting the beer list.
I'm not
unless,
either.
Unless it's something special. It's not going to give them negative points, you know? This cocktail list, I think, might be the most impressive one that we've gone through yet.
I think it is. I don't remember one ever being that extensive. I really don't. I mean, there's no flights.
No flights.
Which might take a point off.
You know, that would be a place that they could do better with that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to have like a flight of like interesting African liquors.
Or even they have some different, like a mojito flight. They don't have that any. They don't have those.
Yeah,
like they've got a bunch of different mojitos here. Let's have a mojito flight.
Yeah.
Let's have a mango smoothie flight. Like some different sort of a smoothie. Like they have a lot of stuff like this. I love the name of this drink, the Bee's Knees. So
it's
cute.
It's a really good drink too.
Sounds good. Grapefruit soda.
Honey.
I don't know, man. I think this menu is a 9. I'll take off a point for...
We're out of 10 here.
Yeah, we're at 10. I'll take off a point for the no flights.
You know what?
It's a no-fly zone over in Sana'a.
I think I'm with you. That would be one thing that they could do to spruce it up. And wines. There are a ton of great African wines. And
yeah.
I'm not seeing, like, any.
True.
So...
All right, what is our scores of the technical? I think this did really well so far.
So far I've given it a 29. You've given it a 31. This is out of, I believe, 35 points. So
that's pretty good.
Very good.
the last category, pricing and value, is a 15-point category. So appetizers here range from $9 to $22, which is the bread service. Entrees range from $24 to $36.
That bread service would feed a family of what? Three,
you could probably go to four, but I think it's really good for two people.
Yeah, it's more than like a single
because
person would be able
the
to
the little
eat.
Ramekins that have the different different little like jams or mm-hmm. I don't know what they're
the chutneys and stuff.
Yeah. They're not massive.
No, they're pretty little.
But there's so many of them that you just kind of want to try every single one a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I
wonder if you know your shit once you're there, because obviously you're gonna love two of those and like not really give a shit about.
Eventually, they start to all. You're kind of like, I think I like that one better than this one. Like, there's so many that you're kind of like.
Yeah, I wonder if you know what's up, you could be like, give me four of the.
Give me four of the yellow.
Give me four of the yellows.
Two of the reds. Skip the brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
no brown in this town.
Entrees range from $24 to $36, and desserts are $10 to $12. Drinks are anywhere from, they're around $12 to $18.
Most of this stuff, I think, is very well priced.
It's not dirt cheap.
Nope.
Like, you're definitely going to get the bread service, and if you have four people, you might get two of them. Like... It might be fine for four people, but you might get two. I don't know. And then you're going to get it at an entree, and it's going to be between $24 and $36. So I feel like if we got the food that we just said, it would be... And then drinks?
Oh, it's $100 each. Easy.
Yeah, I mean, with tax and tip, it's probably at least $75.
I mean, like, this place is easily $100 for me, like, as a solo person. Because it's like it's two to three drinks. It's an entree that's $35. You know, like never mind that is. You know,
You need the giraffe dessert. You need the bread service. So it could easily with just food, it can be $60 a person.
Yep, easy.
So I when people say it's really well priced, I don't think it's anywhere near like a Cinderella's Royal Table. But it's,
it's not a ripoff.
It's not a ripoff.
Yeah.
And you're getting good food. Mm-hmm. You're getting, like, good, like, well-made, different food than, like, you know, burger and fries.
For sure.
So.
This isn't your standard theme park fare.
But I can see that for four people, it could get up there. It's a 15-point category. Maybe this is where we shave some points.
I think that, you know, my initial instinct is coming in at, like, a 10.
Me too.
But I think I'm maybe, like, a little bit higher, like a 11 or a 12. So I'm debating. I think I'm around like 11 and a half. So I'm going to give it a 12.
All right. I'll give it the 11.
Okay. All right. So with the two of us, I came in at a 41. You came in at a 42. 41.5 tie goes to the restaurant. So it's a 42 out of 50. Where do we land?
Well, let's start at the bottom.
I'm here.
What do you think is the bottom, Ryan?
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Prison. Still okay. Our low man's over 16 points.
Lovely.
Chefs du France, 27 points.
How is that second lowest?
It wasn't great.
But it's not that. It's, I mean, like,
there's
I...
There's no extra offerings. The food was just regular.
All the time.
I know. I wouldn't. But I know you do.
I know.
Be Our Guest, 27 points. Cinderella's Royal Table, 28 points. Space 220, 31 points. Steakhouse 71, 32 points. Le Cellier, 33 points.
Okay.
Sci-Fi Dine-In, I think it might be 34 points. I think I found out recently that I hadn't been putting it in, so I put it in, but I forgot to look up the point. Whatever it got. What did it get?
Keep going, and I'll find out.
All right. I think it was between 33 and 30.
We got a 33.5.
So, okay, it's 34. Trails End, 36. San Anhill, 37. Whispering Canyon, 38.
Wow, this beat out. Wow.
Ohana, 39.
Wow.
Originally tied for first place. Brown Derby and Skipper Canteen at 41, making Sanaa the new highest restaurant at 42 points. Yes.
Y'all better step up your booze game, because obviously that's the way to my heart. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it.
I wonder if we did that one right.
We did, because you know what? If you Google Sanaa right now, reviews, so comprehensive right ones, people will say... My number one restaurant I recommend to people.
Except for Terry. We already saw he
Except for Terry and his Tandoor.
Terry Tandoor.
But
gives it a two.
Congratulations, Sanaa. You beat out some of our favorite restaurants.
Can it remain?
Let's see. That was a shocker.
Not expecting that.
Not expecting that, but looking back, I mean, in the...
It's not there in my heart. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, well, okay, I guess, you know... Look, we have a rating system.
There's nothing I would take points off of, to be very honest with you.
I think that we did it correctly.
And I don't even think it's a bad value. I think I might have even went a little lower than what I think. So I'm staying with it.
All right.
I'm staying with it.
I mean, that's...
It's the score. The score is the score.
We stick by our scores.
It's literally
like... What do you think at home?
What do you think at home, yeah.
Are you thinking that we're too high or are you thinking we're too low?
You know, when we did our fourth anniversary episode, I guessed things, and I always guessed higher than what we actually gave it.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know if we're as high sometimes as we think we are.
Sure.
On churros, maybe, but not in ratings.
As a kite.
Thanks for listening, guys. The Dark Ride, presented by Drunk Distery, is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and review, or just telling a fellow theme parks loving friend to listen. Guys, we need your help. We've got to get the word out about this podcast. So many times I'm on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or DoorDash, and nobody's heard of the podcast. And
as soon as you mention it, they're like, wait,
yeah, what? It happens every time. They go, oh, you have a podcast? I didn't know.
And yeah. We can't just mention it on the clock.
Can't do that because then they suppress the video.
Yeah, and then you don't get to see it.
So,
which we would rather you be able to see Adrienne's content and the videos and stuff like that, mm-hmm. the way that she makes them, because she puts in a ton of effort into these things. They should be seen, and we can't have it not be seen because she's like, come check out my thing on a different app. Because as soon as you say anything that takes you away from that
anything app, takes you off the app.
It doesn't want you there. So,
you know, but so please. But so many of you have shared to your stories, and we really appreciate that.
We've been getting mail lately.
Mail lately.
It makes me so happy in my heart.
I love when someone will just email a thought about an episode which happened recently.
Yeah, we just had one.
We'll talk about that on our at the bar.
Yeah.
But even if you have a thought on the episode, is this Sanaa rating too high? Just someone sent Ryan an email recently that was two sentences. That's fine.
Yeah.
That doesn't need to be totally your life story.
And also, like, if you want to just like tell us something and you don't want us to talk about it on the air, we're just say that.
Just
and,
say that. We won't do
we,
it.
We won't talk about it. You know, like, so I don't know if...
If you got some
people,
tea.
You know, some people are like, maybe like, oh, I don't want to be mentioned.
Yeah, if you want to put on your smoking jacket, grab a little nightcap, spill it. We're here to listen. We'll join. Email us questions or shout outs at drunkdistory@gmail.com. And please follow us on Instagram at the Dark Ride Podcast and TikTok at Drunk Distory for lots of great theme parks content. That's it for us, guys. But as always, thanks for drinking theme parks with us. Cheers.
Superstars and cannonballs are running through your head. A television freak show, cops and robbers everywhere. Subway makes me nervous, people pushing me too far. I got to break away, so take my hand out, 'cause I want to live.